An.
Hey.
Hallo.
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 Hi.
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 Why is the shark telling me to stay positive?
Stay positive.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen that one yet.
That doesn't answer my question.
Doesn't need to.
So, I have the well, it's a long story. Long story short, though, I found literally the best app ever.
Oh.
Best photo editing app ever. I'm explaining where Stay Positive came from.
Okay.
It's called Rona Designs, and you can make any picture the most hipster thing possible. You can add arrows and suns and geometric shapes and ridiculous quotes and sayings like "We are the dreamers of the dreams."
Oh yeah, I have a whole bunch of them.
And so I've
I
been taking
yeah.
photos and making. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I just got the only one that I really like. I also downloaded that from Amanda's with after Amanda was talking about it. I have let me see if I can get it. I got Imgur app on here. Let me just put that on the web. Oh, crackly.
That's my shit being dumb.
Choose photo. Allow access to photos. Let me find this one again because it's just so fucking dumb. It's also how I made the Ashton City Heroes logo.
Nice.
There we go.
You have a logo?
The Skype call thingy.
Oh.
I made. All right. We have imgur.com/LYUKVA. There we go.
I
want to eat these chips so bad.
Chicken and waffles, hold fast to your dreams. Hold fast to your dreams, Travis.
So has King Rush finally overcome his bout with MRSA?
Is that the excuse you've been using?
I've just been saying, I mean, I've just been going with the excuse that we came up with together that he's just out, like, on national motocross things.
Yes. And so is Ryder. It's so mysterious as to who King Rush might be.
Yeah, his
Good
motorcycle.
thing Ryder is not very popular and no one knows him, so he will not be missed.
Well, no one knows anybody out of suit.
I'm pretty sure one of these days it's going to become really apparent.
Yeah, we've been, I mean, no one's really wanted to investigate it.
It was brought up once and then shut down pretty hard.
I mean, yeah, we did it. We did a thing where
Ryder knows who, or King Rush knows who Tank Girl is out of suit.
Everybody
Everyone
knows who Tank
knows
Girl
who
is
Tank
out of
Girl is.
suit.
She hasn't made it much of a secret.
Yeah.
You missed the best episode.
Did I?
Did
I'm sorry.
you hear about Sailor Sun?
No.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I wanted to play, but I've just been so swamped and
No,
busy.
it's fine. I won't give it a. God damn it. My perfect day looks like this. Destruction.
See, I have, fuck, there are two I have in here that are just the dumbest shit. It was shortly after Amanda introduced me to this. That one, and then there's a second one. Yeah, there we go. Upload those. I got like four of them that I really like.
Who's cutting stuff up in the background?
My roommate. All right, let's see. Copy link. Actually, there we go. Yeah, I can just do this. Cut out the middleman.
Fuck the middleman. God damn it. These are the most hipster things ever.
God, the last
I
one's not.
know.
The
It's
last one
great,
doesn't.
isn't it?
The space shuttle one's still my favorite. Just because I went out of my way and put wings on the wings. And also the photo of Ed White.
Hello. Nobody sees
He was the first American to spacewalk. And I don't think it's what David Bowie intended, but he's the closest individual we have to what happens in Space Oddity. Down to the fact that he was a major, left the capsule, they called him, his radio went out. But he came back.
He came back.
Yeah.
He didn't
He didn't die.
drift off forever into space.
Yeah. I mean, really, like, aside from the astronauts that went to the moon, like everybody else that's gone up, would come back down eventually. no one's gone to an escape velocity, so they'd all be eventually taken back by, in months or years, they'd be taken back by the minute amount of atmospheric drag. You know, I want and don't want to see the movie Gravity.
I had a feeling you would say
that.
Why
is that?
Because it looks really interesting, and like I think it gets the one fear that everybody has about space. At the same time, there's a lot of stuff that it looks like they got kind of wrong.
There's a lot of Hollywood in the trailer.
And for reasons I'm not sure why. Like, there apparently in the movie there's not going to be any sound from explosions or anything like that. They're just going to have maybe like the pressure differential the astronaut might be feeling if they get hit by the expanding gas, and that might be about the only sound or any kind of rattle that they would hear through their suit. But I mean, it starts with them. The trailers start with them on the Space Shuttle Explorer, which is a space shuttle they made up for the movie, at Hubble, that the Hubble Space Telescope. And then Hubble and the space shuttle both get hit by a whole lot of debris, and Sandra Bullock and George Clooney get detached. George Clooney manages to grab her with a tether because he's got a safer unit on, or an MMU. I don't know what era this is. The ISS looks complete, so it's probably a safer pack. And then manages, with the safer pack, to take them from the Hubble Space Telescope to the International Space Station, despite how this is not a thing that even the space shuttle could do.
As long as the story's good, it's okay.
I just don't know, like, why they would have that. Like, why not just have them be astronauts on the ISS? I mean, I'm guessing the reason they have it is because if they make Columbia and Challenger canonical to this universe where they have this made-up space shuttle, then NASA actually has a plan in place for when the space shuttles did servicing missions on the Hubble Space Telescope. And that could lead to an ending that isn't just George Clooney and Sandra Bullock die. Because their plan, because you can't get to the space station or the International Space Station from Hubble, is they would just have a second space shuttle on standby, and they would launch that in the event that something caused the first space shuttle to be unable to land. And that would grab all the astronauts, and that would take all of them back home. So every mission past STS-107, there was always a backup space shuttle on standby.
Too much debris in the area, we can't send the shuttle.
Damn it! I've had it up to here with your regulations. Because one of the things I was thinking, like, looking at the trailer, is like, oh, there's a couple, they go to the ISS, the Soyuz are still docked. It looks like they can take at least one of them back. Because one of them has its parachute deployed for some reason in space. I don't even know if it can do that.
Don't worry, you won't burn up in atmosphere.
Well, no, because you can, the Soyuz are meant to go back. And then, I guess all the ISS astronauts are dead because they didn't take their Soyuz craft back. And it can't be a progress craft because progress crafts don't have parachutes because they're just supposed to burn up. I will say the ISS spontaneously exploding is a thing that's distinctly possible because both the Soyuz and the progress craft use a fuel mixture that is referred to as a hypergolic fuel, which is basically two chemicals that when you combine them just explode.
Awesome.
So and also they're very highly corrosive. So if something punctured one of the if micrometeoroids somehow managed to get a complete penetration on the Soyuz MMD or the Soyuz multi-layer insulation shield, which is in a 6-month journey, there's a 90% chance that won't happen. Or maybe it's a 10-year journey. I know that it's rated to 90%, and NASA really wants to install Whipple plates on the Soyuz craft to improve that to 95%. So if something managed to go through and hit one of the Soyuz craft in the service module, then if both fuel lines rupture, that could set off a chain reaction, and that would blow up the craft and probably a portion of the station with it. Though the one thing that does confuse me is that, like, the station explodes at one point in the trailer, and two pieces kind of drift apart slowly, and then the front piece starts drifting back very quickly.
Somebody followed the retrograde rockets.
Yeah. I guess that could happen. There are a couple of thrusters on the actual ISS to boost its orbit. I don't know what they're powered by. And then to rotate the ISS to constantly face the Earth, they use there's a whole set of reaction wheels. There's some video actually from them firing the boosting rockets on the ISS. from within the ISS, and it's kind of cool that one of the astronauts is holding himself steady and is showing before they fire the rockets. He just holds like this camera out in front of him, and it sort of kind of drifts because you're not, you can't release anything perfectly. But then when the boosters are firing, he releases the camera and it slowly floats towards the camera that's recording. And so he grabs it and pulls it back, at which point it starts drifting out again. Because they have an acceleration applied to them. Fucking Newton's laws in action. Fucking space.
How does it work?
I think it's just, like, nothing.
But we acknowledge it as something.
I mean, well, yeah, you can make something from nothing. What do you think zero is?
Myself.
That's deep.
You're welcome. Put that on Rona Designs.
God damn it, no.
Wasn't that a... Did you guys ever read girly comics?
Yes.
I don't... What?
So that's what... Fuck, I can't remember the name of any of the characters, but that's how one of the characters makes her money. That she got really...
I want to take a picture of myself. With, like, my face down in the ground and my ass sticking up or something like that. Because there's a quote on Rona Designs I just want to use. Or a picture of me, like, with my head leaning on the side of a toilet or something. Because the quote is, she turned her cans into cans and her dreams into plans. And I want to make something out of it.
Oh.
Gotta go fast. I have to find my phone. Hold on. I'll be back.
Gotta make stacks.
Sonic.
Gotta go faster, 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 faster.
Also been watching a lot of Breaking Bad.
Didn't that just finish?
Yeah. It's all on Netflix.
Nice.
I was streaming it with Sam earlier. I actually got my Twitch account suspended.
God damn it.
But I streamed on live stream and they don't care. As long as you're not streaming porn. I know somebody who streamed a Boku no Pico on live stream and got their account shut down in 5 minutes.
Boku no Pico? I don't want to know, do I?
If you haven't heard of it, be glad you haven't.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta pull up all my notes.
So who's running this shindig tonight?
I got more stuff I need to run. So, I guess it's me.
Did you run last time?
Yeah. Oh man, Google Docs just changed the shit again.
Is it a good change or is it a Facebook change? One that we'll begrudgingly accept.
It's a change, let me see. So there's a button on there now that says open Google Drive, so it's basically just you can go back to Drive without having to just hit the back key. So it's neither, I guess.
It's a very standard change.
Oh, come on, wake up me. Ah. Me, I will hit you so hard if you don't wake up.
I think Zach's asleep at his computer. I haven't heard him say anything yet.
No, I'm just finishing some stuff up in Fantasy Star.
God damn it. Coffee! More coffee milk, but whatever. Coffee.
I suppose I will exit this here game and start pulling up my shit for this.
Surprise.
I'm
Zach
back.
Isn't ready to play.
I'm back.
We're not starting yet, so who cares?
I'm back.
Hi.
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 I think my Twitch account's toast.
I'm reading
their stuff, and to contest a global suspension, please contact us at help.twitch.tv. Go to send us an email at the bottom of the page with the name of the banned accounts along with the reason you think you were suspended. We do not guarantee the decision will be reversed. If your account suspension was found to be an error, we will contact you within 7 days notifying you of your account respiration. If you know your channel has been closed for copyright, we cannot and will not lift your suspension.
I like how part of their thing is they expect you to just guess why you were banned.
I mean, that's pretty standard for a lot of stuff. They want to make sure you know the rules.
What if you apologize?
Really, really nicely.
I don't think they're gonna care, but I'll probably try and wrap an appeal sometime.
You just create a new account.
I'm probably do that. I'm hoping they didn't IP ban me though.
Well, only one way to find out.
I just have to start going through a proxy. although they did say if they noticed that they said they have a right to IP screen So if they do that and they've done an IP ban, I know I could use Tor, but people catch on to that.
Well, the other, you're probably not IP banned because most things that IP ban only do that for like actual frequent, like if they catch somebody, registering like accounts constantly and getting banned for the same stuff and they're clearly not going to stop, that's when usually when IP bans hit. That's like that's like the big thing where like there's a bunch of stupid stuff that can get you suspended or banned or like banned from Xbox Live, but they don't IP ban you unless you're doing like actual like cheating in multiplayer games type stuff.
Flag switching, stuff like that.
Dude boosting or whatever. So there's a lot of stupid Call of Duty stuff. Mostly it's Call of Duty from what I read.
It's mostly FPS. It's because people are dumb about those.
FPS. Well, yeah, because you get a bunch of kids who are way too attached to their stats in a game. And...
although I think I'm still in the clear as far as copyright goes. This shit's on DVD.
Maybe, but some of them that may just be they don't let you. I guess it's kind of ambiguous. I think from what I know, because it's like
generally speaking,
even stuff that's on DVD, they don't let you do like public showings of it just for owning the DVD. So if this is considered a public showing,
yeah, I mean it varies. Yeah,
if you own the DVD, just if that's what it is, just be like, I own a copy.
I have a Netflix account. And I was streaming it off of that, so I don't know if that's. Okay, let's just do help.twitch.tv then. Let's see how that works. Whoops. Because your terms of service are very strange, and the terms that you... Oh.
Oh.
Oh, huh. Okay. So, there's a thing that showed up on there. It says Twitch is for gaming-only content, so maybe that's why. I guess I'll... hit them with that and see if that works.
Just say you're sorry.
It'll never happen again.
I mean, they don't...
I'm sorry.
I don't think they're going to give a shit. Send us an email.
Travis, do you want to see my cat's guts?
Yes.
Okay.
What type of question is that?
A considerate one.
Maybe I'm just weird.
Boom! So... there's Zinnards!
So bad at Binding of Isaac.
Huh.
Huh.
So which one? Okay, so last one's a view of his guts from before the surgery?
Yep, well, the first one is before, the second one is after, and the third one is also before, just in a different view. And you can see where his lungs are supposed to be. One of them is filled with intestines.
Ugh.
Ooh.
So that little black triangle on the right is a lung. And there should be a twin one on the left, but there are instead squiggly lines. And the squiggly lines are his intestines.
Ugh. Where does lung go then?
It collapsed.
Okay, I see. His guts pushed it up. And then I was surprised none of his organs were, like, damaged.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Just a little shaken up entirely. The vet was, like, really into it, too, because you can tell he never gets to do those kinds of surgeries. He's just like, it was awesome. We expanded his lungs, and we just got to watch the life come back into him, and I watched his little heartbeat, because you don't usually get to see those things, because the diaphragm's in the way.
But he didn't have one!
It was great!
You get your jollies off, sir. That's weird as shit.
Thank you for fixing my cat, sir.
I mean, honestly, like, an emergency thing... as much as doctors want to see people well, I think, like, an emergency thing is kind of like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is what I went to school for.
This is the thing that he's been, like, waiting for his entire life.
It's not another ball-sucking surgery.
I'm scared to ask how ball-sucking surgeries work.
When you get a cat fixed.
Oh.
A male cat.
My roommate still hasn't had her dog fixed.
Yep.
And I found that out the hard way.
Now she's old enough. She's officially a lady. You should throw her a party.
You saying, oh god, you're saying I should throw her a red tent party? What that event's called?
I don't know.
She's already done that. This is the second time that she's
done that.
Yeah, that she's ovulating, I guess, or other stuff.
She's in heat.
Yeah. You know, I prefer cat heat.
God, please don't ever that say that ever again. That's
wrong on so many levels.
Look, I've seen both of them, okay? One of them makes way less mess.
Yeah, but one's way louder.
Yeah, but it's a funny sound. I like petting Carbine when she was in heat.
Fuck me!
Because she just made the craziest fucking noises.
Yeah. My roommate's been brought her cat from home. He's not fixed yet, and apparently he likes to piss and spray on my stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's not good, because when he starts doing that, even if you do fix him, if he gets into the habit of it, he'll never stop.
Yeah, no, we had cats. We had a female cat that did that.
You.
Trying to be men.
Manly men. Except the worst part about female cats is they piss on the wall. They'll just back up against things and piss on them.
My cats I had back home in Savannah pissed on me before. I was working in the yard and they decided, I'm gonna pee on you! They just decided, yeah.
Alright, well, it's getting close to the time that Nate should be showing up, so I guess we want to try and start this shindig.
Sure.
Travis, you got a call graph going. Normally I can't record and host a call at the same time.
Hang on, I'll cut it on. Test.
Otherwise I can host the call if you need me to.
Bam! It's working.
Want to take Travis Big as the name of a character.
This is Travis Big. What the heck, Bobby?
Okay, I can hear his microphone popping.
Pop it.
My USBs are trying hard.
Shut up, Matt. He's trying to talk.
Hold on, wait. Something happened. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
All right.
Is it just me and the silent Travis?
Nope, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
I'm here. I just said it would be a hot second.
Okay.
I'm here.
I don't even know why you BRB'd then. I would have never noticed.
Because I was unplugging my microphone for a second.
All right, let's try this. There's only one left. One USB port left before they all go from.
Get a hub. Plug it into that.
I'll probably go buy one soon.
And then get a new USB 2 card when that one completely fails.
Yep. I'll see if I'm still under warranty. I might just get the entire friggin' thing replaced.
Oh, it's that new?
I got it extended for 2 years.
Ah, nice.